recording.
Good evening, everybody. This is Dick speaking to you, telling you how very sorry I am not to be with you in person. But my health is not up to night voyages. And I do hope that tonight's function will equal that of last spring, which I look back upon with the greatest pleasure, meeting as I did so many old friends. Although the school is no longer in existence, I am delighted to feel that the OH Club is functioning so well. And here I would like to place upon record, or rather on tape, my sincere gratitude to Tony Eastwood for making this possible. If I may add a personal note, I would like to record my very deep gratitude to my wife, who is, of course, officially an old Harlowian. My gratitude for her devotion to me since I retired and during this long illness of mine. To you who are married, I can give no greater wish than that you should be so fortunate in your choice of wife. Shortly after the last dinner, we went on a cruise to South Africa, which we enjoyed immensely, and I think it did me good. But unfortunately, in the autumn, something went wrong with my heart, and I was rushed into hospital for another month. And here I am again at home, able just to walk as far as the post office. On January the 21st, I attained the ripe old age of 80 years. But the last few feet of the upward climb were very hard going. However, we hope to start again on the same cruise a month today. Oh boy, are we looking forward to it. I have just read again with great interest the newsletter, and I do so earnestly hope that you will continue to supply me with such a reading matter, because I am intensely interested in the doings of all of you. No further news now, but I would like you all to stand while I most earnestly drink to your good health and prosperity. If you come along to Little Bays, there will be a bottle for you, but not tonight.